From the city of Whittier and Whittier College, it's Real Issues. One topic, one testimony monthly. This is Michelle Gerner and Lysandra Gomez. From last week, we started discussing educational reform, trying to figure out what issues go into the achievement gap. Thinking of someone who has been on both sides of the issue, we have Lily G, who attended a public school in a low-income neighborhood, who has also grown up to be a teacher at a public school in the same neighborhood that raised her. Although today is a different generation, we'll be looking at the changes, if any, have impacted the achievement gap.
The achievement gap is a disparity in measured education between the different subgroups of students. This disparity is especially targeted groups based on socioeconomic status, race, and gender. This subject has been discussed again and again and again, but what can be done to close this gap? Many have talked about ideas about what might work, but what actions can be taken to work on this gap? We can all agree that education can be used as a tool not only to better ourselves, but to hear issues from different perspectives. And it's so much more than textbooks and lectures and homework assignments. Education has so much to do with the educators and the support and the attitude that they bring to the students each and every day. In a report published in 2017 by the National Center for Educational Statistics, statistics show that between the year 2000 and 2016, students between the ages of 6 and 17 that were white decreased from 62% to 52%. In contrast, Hispanic students now make up 25% of the classroom, with Asians increasing from 2 to 5%. During this time, though, poverty rates increased among the minority communities, with an estimated 37% of Black students being at or below the poverty line, Hispanic children at 31%, and white and Asian children at about 12% each.
Hello, Lily. Thank you for coming.
Did you notice that there were disparities growing up?
When I was growing up, I didn't notice anything wrong with me, elementary and middle school. I had a good childhood, and I was surrounded by supportive family members. It wasn't until my high school years that it hit me that other schools had more than the schools I attended. Eventually, I realized that not everyone had the same opportunities, and college was usually not in the cards.
Did you feel as though your school's administrators and educators were doing what they could to help students succeed?
Elementary school was fun, and I wouldn't say I grew as a person and became exposed to different forms of education until middle and high school. In middle school, I remember teachers always encouraging us to try our best. Many of my fellow students were first generation, and we wanted to have our own experiences.
How serious did you and your peers take the standardized testing that you were given? Or were you even encouraged to take it seriously by your teachers or anyone else around you?
I didn't know how important standardized testing was, but I took testing seriously anyway because I wanted good scores. A few of my high school teachers, specifically my 10th grade English teacher, always encouraged us because as the young generation, she knew we could have a chance.
Now, as an educator, do you notice any differences in education, in resources, or the opportunities available not only to students, but to the schools themselves?
As an adult who has seen the education system from different angles, I now know how the achievement gap has been forming and impacting students. Schools don't have all the resources they need, and oftentimes teachers need to put in their own money to buy supplies for their classrooms. Currently, I can say my classroom has what it needs, but I sometimes wish I had more.
Does the school you currently work at do what they can to help their students succeed?
I believe the school in which I currently work always try to encourage students to be their best and believe in themselves.
When tested at the fourth grade level, the white and black student gap narrowed from 32 points to 26 points between the year 1992 and 2015. At the same grade level, the white and Hispanic gap had not improved, but when tested again at the eighth grade level, the white and Hispanic gap has narrowed by 6 points. So obviously there have been some improvements, or at least in the eyes of standardized testing. And I guess some people can say that we have come a ways from the Coleman Report, but have we actually come a long way enough from the Coleman Report way back when?